The signs of the times are upon us. You can't turn on your TV. You can't walk out your door. You can't talk to a teenager without being inundated with evidence. Evidence that the signs of the times are upon us. It's here. The signs of the times are clearly evident. It is back to school season. I was hoping I'd get a laugh or two. I'm not a funny guy, so when I put effort in, I hope to get a little bit of a result. Okay? So we're getting close to autumn. All right, it's coming here. Last Monday, it got down to 51 degrees. I was like, man, I personally love autumn. It's my favorite time of year. And I was like, ready, you know. Brenna made a few remarks about maybe not being ready for school to start. I understand, super. I get it, Trish. I get it, Sue. I get it. But I love autumn. It was really nice. Last Monday, you know, this past week, I made my reservation for Montana Family Camp, and that's always the seasonal delineation for me. Summer is over, okay, and I get to transition back into what it's like the other 9 months of the year. In fact, this week, I knew that we had to be getting close to that time of year because I recorded my first Patriots preseason game. So I knew it's got to be about that time. I haven't had the chance to watch it yet, or I haven't watched it yet. But it's the preseason, so it's all right. It's that time. It's that time of year. Whether we like it or not, summer has zoomed by, and we are rapidly approaching the fall, autumn, and all it contains. Like I said, it's my favorite season. I enjoy the overcast days. I like the change in the weather. I like how mild it is. And, you know, if you get me on the right day, I'll admit to liking some pumpkin spice things. Just don't tell anybody, okay? I've got a reputation to uphold, okay? Just don't let anybody know, okay? And I also enjoy about anything salted caramel. You know, I mean, if it's salted caramel, I'm there. Do you know that they make salted caramel peanut butter? Yeah, I don't know how that can't go bad. I mean, I've never had it. If anybody wants gifts ideas, you know, whatever. But there's no way that can be bad. I mean, salted caramel and peanut butter, two of the greatest things on earth put together, I don't see how that could go bad. You know, that's what autumn's for. So, you know, it's a time of transition. And I'm not trying to speed any of our summers up, okay? But I do want to prepare us for the transitions that are ahead. Because just like in overcoming sin, any sort of good habit that we implement put into our lives, okay, really the preparation to implement the habit is as important or more important than the discipline of actually just making ourselves do it. If we don't set ourselves up for success, okay, then we're only going to have our potential for success is only commensurate with our willpower. What we want to do is we want to set ourselves up for success and prepare for some of those transitions that we do have in front of us, namely pumpkin spice. But we get to prepare to have a routine, right? Now, summer, we go on vacation, right? We have summer weddings, right? There's lots of things that happen during the summer that those things really start to slow down during the fall and the winter and even into the spring. It was interesting. I was really trying to convince my in-laws to come during October. You know, being from Billings, they think that our most mild of summer days are just unbearably humid and terribly hot. Okay, it's like they think that we live in Texas or something. I don't quite understand it, but that's, they come here in the middle, they always come in July, right? And then we do things like go to baseball games. Like, yeah. So that's, it's going to be really hot and really humid. That's the way that this goes in Northwest Ohio. So I'm like, why don't you guys come in October? There's a Pennsylvania family camp. It's really pretty. The trees change colors. Fellowship with the saints. This is a really good idea. And my father-in-law is like, it's not a vacation if it's not in the summer. Retirement's going to be rough on you, man. he's dead serious. It's not a vacation if it's not in the summer. I think I convinced them. I think they're coming out in October. But we get into a routine. The kids go back to school, okay, and everybody's efficiency and effectiveness, they go up, okay? We get into a routine. So like I said, I'm not trying to be premature about ending summer or spoil your fun. So while you can hold on to the last vestiges of summer, I'd like us to consider how we might approach the upcoming season and beyond. I want to start out asking the question, what is our sphere of influence? What is our sphere of influence? Who is it that we impact and have the greatest influence upon? Certainly, the only person that we can control is ourselves, right? We each have a slave. Did you know you had a slave? My slave's name is Marshall, right? And you got a slave too. And it's your body, and your body does whatever you tell it to do, right? You got yourself a slave. So you can control you, but who do you influence? Now, certainly, where we would start, most of us, I believe, with our sphere of influence, we're going to start with our families. We're going to start with our families. Those are the people that we have the most direct contact with. Those are the people that we care the most about. That's where our sphere of influence begins, is with our family. 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to be reading verse 5. I'll give you a second to get there.
Everyone's giving me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay. Fly too low, right? So there are things that, hey, got to be done. Got to be done today. Works that way. That's the way that life is sometimes. But a lot of times, we put those things that are not important, and we put a level of urgency on them. I don't recognize the number. Oh, 9 times out of 10, you know what happens? That thing goes to voicemail. I don't know who you are, right? I do not want to be spending time talking to no actors. I just don't. Okay? And so, hey, I'm happy to return your call. Leave me a voicemail. Now, if I've got your number in my phone, okay, which is on me, if I've got your number in my phone, right, or you leave me a voicemail, hey, get back to me. Right? Get back to it. But I don't have time to be spending on not urgent, not important things, or urgent, not important things. I don't think you do either. And so, what we want to do is we want to decide, okay, what do we want our family's priorities to be? How do we want to use the sphere of influence that we already have? You have it. There are people that you have influence over, and you're using that influence. The question is, are you using that as a foundation like Lois and Eunice, or are you squandering the opportunity for influence? I want to be somebody who squanders my opportunity. 2 Timothy chapter 3. chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. From childhood, you have known the sacred writings. We already know who taught it, right? It was already told to us in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Okay, Lois and Eunice are investing in Timothy. He knew the sacred writings from childhood because they made a purposeful and intentional investment in young Timothy. There's a question there for us. There's a challenge there for us. Who are our kids learning from? Who are our spouses learning from? Who are our extended families learning from? Do we have something that maybe we can contribute and bring to the table? Could we maybe be using our sphere of influence in a more productive and more effective way? Or maybe we can be doing it more consistently. One of the things that I've noticed in my own life, I've got a nephew who I'm close with my sister. She's not a part of the church, but I've got a nephew. And because my sister isn't a part of the church, it's harder to spend time with their kids. Our lives don't intersect nearly as much. I, long term, want to have an impact on my nephew, and I want to have influence on his life. And so one of the things that I've noticed in my own life is that I need to set a specific goal in a specific period of time, or my good intentions of wanting to have influence on his life, they don't really turn into any sort of tangible reality. But when I decide I am going to get together with my nephew 4 times in the next 2 months, you know what? It happens with a lot more regularity than, hey man, I want to have an impact on my nephew. And that's kind of in the back of my mind always, but not really that big of a deal. But when I spend time thinking, okay, what is it that's going to communicate to him that I care? What is it that's going to communicate to him that he has value? And then I put pen to paper and say, okay, I'm going to get together with nephew and shoot hoops 4 times in the next couple of months. Okay, then I've been able to do that with intentionality, right? And it hasn't just been, I wish, somewhere in the ether out there, right? Now, having it in the back of my mind, I'm going to influence my nephew some just by having it there. But will I make the most? Remember, we were talking around the table, making the most of the opportunity, redeeming the time, making the most of the opportunity. So, who are our kids learning from? I really want to encourage us as we look at these transitions. Look at, guys, family devotions make all the difference in the world. Make all the difference in the world. Praying with your kids make all the difference in the world. Because what we're communicating to them is that dad prays, mom prays, dad reads scripture, mom reads scripture, dad memorizes scripture, mom memorizes scripture. This is what we do. This is who we are. Right? James chapter 1. James James chapter 1, we're going to go to verse 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. Receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. A lot of times, okay, we have a we go here when we tell our kids, hey, you guys should memorize scripture. Think that that might be true of us too. Receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. Hey, mom memorizes scripture. Dad memorizes scripture. Receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. There's some consideration. Now, I don't want you to take all the suggestions today and try to put them, go from 0 to 60 all at once. Maybe you're doing them all already. Great. Consider what's the next thing that you can add. What's the next thing that you can be intentional with? Maybe you're doing none of them right now. Choose one. Choose one. Be intentional about it. Be purposeful about it. Decide, how can I best impact my spouse? How can I best impact my kids? How can I best impact those who are in my sphere of influence that I care very much about, my friends, whoever it is that is in your sphere of influence? What can you do with intentionality to be able to make that impact to set the foundation? Lois and Eunice were quite interested. And somebody's going to have influence on those that you love. The question is, are we going to let Jesus through us have that influence or not? So consider what new habit it is that you're going to add this autumn to grow your faith and to lay the foundation of faith in your children. Ask yourself the question, how can I communicate Matthew chapter 6, verse 33? How can I communicate? Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. How can I communicate that in my everyday life as we begin a new routine and start a new transition? What options might work for your family? Where can the foundation be laid? If you've already started to lay a foundation, you feel pretty good about where you're at as a family, where can we be a little bit better? Where can we grow a little bit more? How can we intensify this just a little bit more? Can we start praying through Scripture? Guys, it is powerful to pray God's Word back to Him. It's really powerful to personalize it, to put yourself in the first person and start praying through the Psalms. Start praying through the Proverbs. That's personal. You start doing that with your spouse, you're going to see some results. Guaranteed. You know, think about prayer. If you start to pray, okay, you'll be honest, okay, and you'll grow. If those things don't happen, you'll stop. Well, you're either going to stop or you're going to grow in honesty. One of those two things will happen. Because it's the way that it works when we talk to Jesus, especially when we pray through the Scripture. It's super powerful. We brought out a few examples. Family devotions, memorization, praying through the Scriptures. They're all just options. It doesn't need to be even any one of those. But I challenge you this afternoon, choose something. Have some sort of discussion in your car, on your way home, when the kids go to bed tonight. So have that discussion about what can we do to be a little bit more intentional. What can we add to our routine? What is it that we as a family choose to value? Maybe it's something else that will work entirely. But find that one thing that you can add to your autumn routine, to your new schedule, that will help set the foundation for faith for you and your family. How do you know that this foundation that you set, that this thing that you add, won't have an impact 2,000 years from now?
I know. You certainly need to have the perspective that it's going to. This spiritual revolution is big. It's not just us. It is about all the congregations that will be started and strengthened through Christ Church in Lyman. It's not just us. It's about the worldwide impact that we are going to have together. But that starts with you. And that starts with your family. Setting the foundation for the faith. Guys, time is short. And redeem it. For the sake of our kids. For the sake of our loved ones. For the sake of our friends. For the sake of the spiritual revolution. For the sake of the world. For the glory of King Jesus. Let's get it. Thank you.